You, in the suit, the dork with no badge. You must be new here.
Ah, so an intern. Practical as always are the powers that be.
Come with me and do keep up.
Yes, that's correct. I put in a request for a new PA this morning, and the upper management decided to assign me an office puppy instead of outsourcing for someone already trained. So now, you belong to me.
Okay, see that in tray? Take it to your table and arrange them first alphanumerically, then by date, and then by order of people I like to hate. Figure it out and get to it.
Yes, yes, it's out of my control. You must understand that those things happen.
Okay, point taken.
I'll have it done by the end of the week.
Yes, by the end of the week.
What a dick. That's what happens if you give shit instructions. Garbage in, garbage out, basically. It's so frustrating.
Speaking of which. You, come here.
My skirt's up. Why are you just standing there? I am having a horrible day. You just heard. My boss is a vague, impatient ass. Relieve me.
Okay, seems you need help here with the basics. Here, kneel.
Now eat me.
Oh, come on, not through my panties, you dork.
Just move them aside and lick me.
Oh, damn.
Oh, hi, Julie.
Did I say stop? Carry on.
Oh, wow, it has been a while. How have you been?
Come on, you can lick pussy better than that. Ugh, what have they been teaching kids these days? You better shape up this bitch on the phone. I have to pretend to be on good speaking terms with, and that drives me up the wall. I need to come fast. I don't have all day.
Okay. Julie, I'm still here. Give me a second.
Spell my name.
Wait, that's not even the first letter.
Okay, I'll make it simple for you. Do the three-letter initials of the company repeatedly.
Yes, Julie, I'm back.
That's fair enough. I mean, she really should have done that.
Yeah, I should have listened to you.
Yes.
Oh, she's so annoying. Oh, good job. It's getting better. You have a lot of potential.
Yeah. Well, Julie, it's not really my department.
No. I don't care if it's the holiday season. That doesn't make up for incompetences.
Well, find somebody else. I don't have time for this.
What were you saying?
It's not really my problem.
What were you saying?
Of course. I understand. He's not empathetic enough.
Yeah. You deserve better.
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Wait, give me a second.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you, Julie. Thanks.
Oh, I really needed that. You know what, Julie? Can I get you to call me back later? I'm in the middle of work, and I think this can all wait.
Okay, bye.
Well, that's dealt with.
No, break time is here. Lean against my table. Unzip your pants. It's clear that you need a bit of release, too, and I always work better after break, in which I've been playing with something hot and hard. Now I'm just going to rub your cock for a bit.
Natalie, thank you so much for visiting my hidey hole. How was your weekend? Oh, I'm so jealous. You know me, all I do is literally work. Yeah, my idea of a weekend is coming into the office in a t-shirt as opposed to a blouse. Right? No one's here to see me, though, so I don't feel so bad. Yes, and I heard. I'm so glad your mother's doing better. Oh, has our IT gotten to our printer yet? Ugh, it's really annoying that they were busy all morning on something else. Yes, I know. I know they could be caught up in some of their more important department's troubles, like accidentally deleting System 32 or something. Hey, it's not all bad. Look what I've got. It's my new personal assistant. I put in a request in the morning, and lo and behold, an intern scuttled on over, so I snatched him from the lobby. Yes, yes, he's a bit slow on the uptake and really inexperienced. I had to tell him how to eat my cunt. But what can you expect from man-turns, right? Can you believe he still probably doesn't even know my name yet? It doesn't matter, I'll teach him. I think he's got real potential. I mean, look at this cock. Wouldn't you agree? Decent length, not too long, not too short, nice girth, and nicely shaped with just the right amount of pubic hair. Also, check out these lovely balls. I'm a fan. Oh, and here's the real kicker. Check out all the pre-cum he's producing. He's already so wet, and we've only been together starting this morning. I think someone has a crush on his new boss. Thank fuck he's not like whoever Julie got. Adrian? Adam? Something. It doesn't matter. I swear, I think she's a pent-up bitch because she ended up with a really shitty PA who doesn't know how to use his tongue or cock. Oh, Nat, want to see me take him on a test run? Cool. He tastes quite good. I quite like the taste of his frecum. Not too salty. There's the right amount leaking out. Oh, Nat, lick my hands. See, he's way better than the last one. Don't get me wrong, he meant well. The thing is, despite all my training, he still couldn't eat pussy. But look, this new one made me come whilst I was talking to Julie. Right? We all know how Julie's name alone makes me drier than the Sahara. Ooh, he's twitching. I'm ready to go. Give me a second. Phew. All swallowed. Crisis averted. I'm not going to have a Shannon incident where I embarrass myself with cum-covered documents delivered accidentally to my clients. You see, me and him get along so well that I could already predict when he was going to come. I can tell we are going to be just a top-notch team. Oh, he's blushing. Isn't that just so adorable? You don't want to stay and play? Fine, you go back to your work. I will just continue to break him all my own. Oh, want to go out for drinks this Friday? See you then. Oh, you're flaccid. You also finished a bit quickly. Oh, well, that's to be expected given my skills. Move out of the way. Let me lean against the table. Unbutton my blouse for me. Undo my bra. Oh, at least you know that much, right? Cock against my tits, please. Oh, in the middle, like in between. Ah, good. As I was saying before, you're a bit slow, but then that's fine. It's only your first day here. And I think we need to work on your endurance, but don't worry. I just need to get HR to teach you breathing techniques. Then again, could be my fault. I am quite skilled and well-practiced. You have to be if you want to get anywhere at all these days. Now let me rub and kiss him awake. Oh, I gotta bring you home and have Nat over. Hey, pick up the phone. Hold it against my head. Fair. Okay, I will get to it this afternoon. Right. Thank you, bye. Now where was I? Oh, Nat, she's really good. Can probably suck better than me. Like a golf ball through a garden hose level. Oh, please remember not to tell her that. She is keen, but I can't have her knowing she can outdo me. Revealing your weaknesses in business is never wise. Oh, look who's finally up. Okay, step back. Clear my table. We'll need room for me to sit on top. Yes, just push it to the floor. It's okay. No, not the computer, just the rest. Okay, now what are you waiting for? Do it now. That's a good PA. Now fuck me. Take your cock, slip it into my cunt, and fuck me like your job depends on it.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, nice, long dress. Don't leave any room for air. Oh, there you go. That's got me feeling quite a bit better. The thing is, you can tell from my sloppy cunt is that I've been rather frustrated and needy. You're gonna have to fuck the long-held tension out of me. You know how frustrating it was? To have a PA that can't fuck for shit? Being daily disappointed sexually on top of having to work such a stressful job? God damn it! When will this thing shut up? Okay. Oh, hi again. Oh, okay, it's okay. Things are happening a bit quick. Give me a second. Fuck me harder. Let me check the inbox. Harder. Oh, that's much better. Oh, sorry. I got this new PA and he was too polite to fuck me hard. Oh, he's a sweetie. He thought I couldn't converse properly while being railed hard. Oh, fuck. Somebody's going for brownie points. That's a good office puppy. I'll rub my clit too. Okay. Apologies accepted. I can't believe this. What were they thinking? It's okay. I just need a bit of time to fix all this. Hold on. Can I tell you something? This new kid really has some potential. But continue. Oh yes, I'm feeling so much better. With all the long hours and extensive projects. Not to mention all the screw-ups from other departments. I've been this close to giving my notice. My new PA might just have saved us all. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow. Wow, he apologized to me. That really happened. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Anyway, you know what you're going to have to do, right? Be at my side from 9 to 5, Mondays to Friday, and continue to do whatever it is you did to my cunt today. I thought I was going to have to find another PA, but I think with some training and stamina building, you'll go quite far under me.